This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, the lowdown picks up at the Low Art Museum. A rising star in the Fado tradition performs an avventura, and the Del Rey String Quartet adds a world-class pianist to the mix for their next concert. Keen musical intelligence, excellent facility, opulence, and romantic tone. Those are just a few ways that critics have described pianist Tao Lin. Next weekend, you can find out for yourself when he joins the Del Rey String Quartet. The program includes his first live performance of a piece by Joaquin Turina.
Scenes from Andalusia, and it has a very interesting arrangement because it features piano and quartet, but there's also a viola solo line in addition to that combination. It's actually a new piece for me. This is the first time I'll be performing it, so I myself is also very much looking forward to see how the effect will be like.
They'll also play a keyboard concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach, whittled down to quintet size, and a piano quintet by Erno von Dohnányi.
And this piece is his Opus 1, so his very first published work, and it's very much in late Romantic Brahms-like. And in fact, Brahms was a huge admirer of this piece, and Brahms said something to the effect that wished that he had written something like this.
Pianist Tao Lin and the Del Rey String Quartet play two concerts next weekend. Friday, February 7th at 7:30, All Saints Episcopal Church in Fort Lauderdale, and at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 9th at the Colony Hotel in Delray Beach. DelrayStringQuartet.com. Laura Quinlan, director of the Rhythm Foundation, is very excited to welcome one of the leading artists in the Portuguese Fado tradition.
Antonio Zambujo is the man. He is young, handsome, amazing voice, really bringing a lot of new energy to Fado. It's the classic music of Portugal.
Since his debut CD in 2002, he has toured internationally and received countless honors along the way. If you're not familiar with Fado, it's sort of Portuguese blues, soulful, nostalgic, and a touch of melancholy.
Traditionally, Fado singers are known as, it's a female-dominated genre. It's kind of like akin to flamenco or samba or the blues. It's beautiful guitar-based rhythm of Portugal, and we're really excited to introduce Antonio Zambujo in concert.
The Rhythm Foundation presents Antonio Zambujo, one night only at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center, Friday the 7th at 8 p.m. You can get tickets and see a video of Antonio in action at rhythmfoundation.com. You still have some time to find out what happens after Happily Ever After at the Big Arts Herb Strauss Theater. The Tony Award-winning musical Into the Woods is a retelling of classic Grimm fairy tales by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine. A childless baker and his wife try to lift a family curse by going into the woods, where they meet Rapunzel, Cinderella, Jack of the Beanstalk family, and Little Red Riding Hood. It's a cautionary tale about the responsibility of having your wishes come true. Into the Woods runs now through February 15th at Big Arts Sanibel. For showtimes and tickets, surf over to bigarts.org. On the first Thursday of every month, while school is in session, you can get the Lowdown, a happy hour event at the Low Art Museum designed to broaden and deepen appreciation for visual arts. For February, the theme is Viva l'Amore. Here's the Low Art Museum's Brian Dersen.
It is not just a socialization, because we look at it also as something that we want to see as being somewhat educative. So we do a tour. So it's programmed each time. And they're tied to the exhibitions that we're doing or to some aspect of the permanent collection.
Plus, there will be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails to go along with a guided tour of the stunning Kress collection of Renaissance and Baroque art. The Lowdown, Viva l'Amore, Thursday, February 6th from 7 until 9 at the Low Art Museum, University of Miami, Coral Gables. Visit lowmuseum.org for details. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you miss the show on air, you can also listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org and join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.